Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 28, verses 5 through 7. The angel said to the women, "Do not be afraid, for I know that you are looking for Jesus, who was crucified. He is not here. He has risen, just as he said. Come and see the place where he lay. Then go quickly and tell his disciples, 'He has risen from the dead and is going ahead of you into Galilee. There you will see him. Now I have told you.'" Whom do you trust to deliver you the news? It seems each news source has a spin or a bias that colors their reports. Not only that, but anyone with a social media platform and an opinion can deliver those opinions as facts, even if they are just feelings. And the cynic might say that everyone is trying to sell you something, no matter how neutral they claim to be. Sometimes you feel like Sergeant Joe Friday from the old Dragnet radio and TV series and would like to say, "All I want are the facts, ma'am." Jesus' resurrection from the dead has all kinds of amazing, life-changing meaning. But before the women who came to the tomb that morning could process all of what that resurrection meant for them, they first needed the facts. Before the disciples could understand all the implications of Jesus' resurrection, they first needed to know that it, in fact, happened. And that's what the angel at the empty tomb did. He delivered the facts. He told the women, yes, Jesus was crucified. He did, in fact, die. But he is not here anymore, because he is alive. He told you this would happen. His body is not here. Look for yourself and see what is true. Christianity doesn't rest on the fiction or fantasy of Jesus' resurrection, but on the fact that Jesus bodily rose from the dead. Rejoice in the fact that Jesus is alive. Christ Jesus lay in death's strong bands, for our offenses given. But now at God's right hand he stands and brings us life from heaven. Therefore let us joyful be and sing to God right thankfully loud songs of Alleluia. Alleluia, Alleluia, Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then Daily Devotions. God bless your day.